News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And you can find us, by the way, anywhere in the world by going to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, where you can find all kinds of things like our podcasts, which are somewhere well over 27,000 downloads of our podcast now. We also have the Right Side Store, where you can order coffee mugs, t-shirts, and socks, which I just get the biggest kick out of. But all of that's on our website, rightsideradio.org. I'm about to start a conversation just for a few minutes with my friend John Wall, who's the chairman of the State Republican Party. But let me do this. Copper, I saw a caller had called in. Nate, I think, had called in. And did he have a question? What was the deal?
Yes, he said that a couple people have told him that the bill, the school choice bill, is dead, and he was hoping for a current update.
It is by all means not dead. I will just tell you right now, I'm in the State House right now, Nate, so thanks for your interest in that. No, it is not dead. It is a work in progress. I will not say that it's, you know, lighting up the legislative processes right now. It's one of those that a lot of legislators wish would go away and no one would ask questions about. But there's a whole ton of people down here in the State House today talking about it and other aspects of school choice. So I have been privy to some conversations, even in recent minutes, on, you know, negotiations on the bill, upon ways that we can make it stronger, ways that we can make it better, ways that we can, you know, give a little without giving away the intent. And that's part of the legislative sausage making process. So no, it is absolutely not dead. Not dead at all. Thanks, Copper, for relating that. Hey, listen, we got just a few minutes here. Let me switch gears and welcome John Wall, who actually lives in the listening area, not too far from the studio, I understand. But he also, by the way, is the Republican Party chairman for the entire state of Alabama. John Wall, thanks for coming on.
Oh, no, it's good to be here.
Well, so you're in the State House today. And you actually spoke at the school choice rally. And I got to say, I'm impressed to have a state party chairman speaking on a policy issue like that.
Oh, well, I think it's incredibly important for the party to be engaged in the battle over policy and really the values that we represent as the Republican Party. You know, whether that's limited government, fiscal responsibility, and just good policy in general. And when you look at that, what is more important than our children? So I think this is a fundamental battle of our time, probably one of the top three issues nationally, and will remain for the 2022 cycle and the 2024 cycle, to be honest.
Well, and I agree. And you know, I don't sit on the show and say Trump, Trump, Trump all the time, but he's technically the lead. He's the top of the candidacies potentially for 2024, as far as we know. He was the most recent Republican president, and he himself said that school choice is the civil rights issue of our lifetime right now.
Well, I think you're going to find very few national Republicans or Republican Party leaders who would disagree with that statement. Yeah. It's just unbelievable what we're seeing. You basically have, Democrats. I'm going to pick on the Democrats here for a minute. The Democrats honestly believe they own your children. And that's a scary thought, because that goes back to that socialist idea. If you control the education of this generation, you control the future of the next generation. Mm-hmm. So I think we know that that's where socialists always go. They always go to the education system. They always want to indoctrinate the youth. And I think that's why it's so important for us. We know their game plan. Why on earth would we not oppose it? And the number one way to do that is to get parents back involved in the education system.
Well, absolutely. And parents being involved also relates to the bill we've been talking about, Senate Bill 140 today, which, you know, is struggling to get some traction because of the initial opposition that it got, although today it got a lot of support. But that being said, that bill does exactly what you just said. It lets parents have the say in what they believe is best for their child. In terms of taking their tax dollars and moving the child to wherever they deem most, most fitting for the child's education.
Hey, it's the very definition of small government. Let's get control as close as we can back to the individual, back to the parents, back to the local teacher, and away from the bureaucrats and big government.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. I think this will continue to be an issue nationwide. And by the way, we're 50th in the nation right now, bro. We got nowhere to go but up. You know what I'm saying?
You could try different things when you're last. You know, worse.
You'd better. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, that is the definition of insanity. Yeah. So, John Wall, State Republican Party Chairman, thank you so much for just dropping in and being a part of Right Side Radio today here in the State House.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, and I look forward to being back on soon.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. All right, folks, that was John Wall. He is the Republican Party chairman across the entire state of Alabama. They've got a big event coming up. Dr. Alveda King, you want to grab the mic again real quick and plug that dinner? You got a dinner going on this Friday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no. So we've got Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, is going to be speaking at our annual winter dinner, which is going to be this Friday night at the BJCC in Birmingham. And if anyone's interested, they can check out our website, algop.org. Give my staff a call back at headquarters, and we'll get them hooked up.
Outstanding. Well, that's one I don't want to miss. So Charlene and I are looking at that right now, too. So we will hopefully see you there Friday night.
I hope you can make it.
Absolutely. All right, John Wall, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you, as always. All right, folks, listen, we're taking a break right now. Coming up, assuming he is not stuck on the Senate floor, we expect to have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth walking in the door any minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. John.